What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
More WNBA drama, huh? As you had the Indiana Fever with Caitlin Clark taking on the Connecticut Sun. And this was in Indianapolis. And J.C. Sheldon of the Sun, the point guard there, had some issues with Caitlin Clark. The next thing you know, Caitlin Clark, Tina Charles, Marina Mabry, and J.C. Sheldon were all assessed technical fouls and a flagrant for J.C. Sheldon as you get the pushing and the eye hit from somebody into Caitlin Clark, and then Caitlin Clark goes down to the ground. I mean, to sum up the whole thing, CBS Sports Network has it here. Sum up the whole thing. Like, I understand that stopping Caitlin Clark is how you win basketball games if you're these other teams. But, I mean, the way that they roughhouse her and push her around when she's their meal ticket will never cease to amaze me.
I don't think J.C. did this on purpose. This was just she's playing her tough. She's playing her physical.
But then she bumped her, though, afterwards.
Well, she hit her in the eye, and Caitlin got annoyed by that, and Caitlin reacted. And then it was the teammates that came after the fact that pushed her down to the ground, and I don't know. For some reason, you know, obviously she's the lightning rod for so many reasons. Everybody wants to see her play basketball. They all think that she's a tremendous basketball player when she's not there. Ticket prices go down. People don't show up. She really is the WNBA meal ticket. She really 100% is.
I mean, just watching that whole thing, what did she do? Like, she gets hit in the eye, and then she goes, ow, and then Sheldon goes up and bumps her, and then the other two teammates come up and push her to the ground.
She got hit in the eye, and she pushed, was it J.C. Sheldon?
Yeah.
Sheldon?
Yeah, Sheldon, yeah.
Sheldon, yeah. She gets hit right there, and, like, she pushes J.C. right there, and then the other teammates come. And by the way, Connecticut's Sun are having a bad year. I think they're 2-9.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're having a bad year, things like this happen. And,
I mean, it's wild.
And then later on, Sophie Cunningham, who's on the Fever now.
Yeah.
She basically, the girl who hit Clark the initial contact, she had a breakaway, and Sophie Cunningham basically dragged her to the ground.
Wow. Look at that, little eye for an eye spot.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do, protect your star. And Sophie's a star in her own right, though.
I mean, this league is getting nasty. I mean, it really is. I mean, obviously the WNBA ratings had gone way down when Caitlin Clark was on the injured list, and now she's come back and everybody's paying attention again. But, yeah, it is wild. But these other girls hate her. I mean, they really do. They all hate her.
I don't know if they all hit her.
It seems like
a large contingent that obviously do.
Well, most of them, you know, and it's why? Because she's getting attention to the league. It's just the dumbest thing ever.
If I had to guess why, it's because, you know, for years and years they've wallowed in relative obscurity. Nobody's known who they are. Nobody knows what's going on. I've interviewed a lot of these gals, and they're great. They're great interviews. They're really positive people for the most part. They've had to overcome a lot in their lives, and then along comes this star. And she's just a different player on a different planet and sees the game in a different way. And even the greatest players in the league really, especially last year during her rookie season, just got all over her.
Well, I will say on Saturday, Breanna Stewart was the Liberty. She ran at her, and Clark made a ridiculous three from way deep.
Yes.
And then Stewie, as she's called, she was just laughing with her, like, on the way back. So she sort of gets it.
She sort of gets it now, yeah. 100% she gets it. But, I mean, she's earned every ounce of respect because she's dealt with so much crap that's so obvious, and a lot of it is hate-filled, which is really unfortunate.
But, like, all she's done is basically been respectful to everybody else, almost to a degree where she's taken it too far, where I feel like she's given people respect, Caitlin Clark, and some of the way and the things that people have said about her. I can't find another example of a player coming into a league and being the most dynamic player that gets eyeballs to the sport being hated in the way that she is. She's not like, she's not Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I'm not gonna criticize the way she's handling it. That's her life, that's her sport, and she's balancing a fine line. There are other people that will speak out for her, and that have in defense of her, and really have attacked the players in the league that have gone after her the wrong way. And this so-called rivalry between her and
Angel Reese
is, you know, it's bogus. There's no rivalry. I mean, the fact of the matter is Caitlin Clark is 50 times better than Angel Reese will ever be.
Right, it's a rivalry.
It's a rivalry that's made up because Angel Reese has made it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like a villain type of thing. You know, whatever they said, you know, Batman and Joker type of deal. But as far as how good of players they are, it's not even a conversation. But yeah, just surprising. I don't think there, and it's not like Caitlin Clark came in here and was like, you know, crushing everybody and you guys suck and blah, blah, blah.
She was respectful as all hell, but they just, that's how she was brought up.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's like, because everybody else is giving her attention, they feel like they have to do things like this on the court to her.
What they need is they need more players like her that are, you want to pay to play to see and or pay to see play. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case for them until Caitlin Clark has shown up.
Yeah, but...
And by the way...
But why react this way?
I don't know. Look,
there's no answer, right?
There's no logical answer. There's no reason why. There could be all sorts of accusations levied at everybody here. But the one thing that is constant through all of it is that there's a healthy respect for Caitlin Clark's game on the basketball court. That's the constant thing.
Amongst her peers?
Because... Well, what I'm saying, I think people know how good she is, but that's why they attack her also, is to see if they can stop her, and they can't.
And there's also a little chatter, like she flops a little bit and is looking for a foul all the
stop,
time. But that's
stop,
not
stop,
unique
stop,
amongst scores.
Stop,
right?
Stop. You just stop. You know, don't be getting on Caitlin Clark now.
I'm not. I'm just saying what was...
You wouldn't even know who Stewie is if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark.
No, I did, but...
I was going to say what's lost in this is Eddie called Breanna Stewart Stewie.
Yes, I know.
Wow. And that's almost as bad as you going Mendy earlier.
Yeah, well, I only went Mendy because the previous caller said Mendy. That's
okay. Well, you still said Mendy. I mean...
Yeah, but I wasn't saying it as... Hey, I was saying Mendy.
Hey, hand up accountability.
No. I said Mendy. The caller said
you
it.
You said Mendy.
Yeah, because the caller said it.
Oh, okay. Well, the caller says a lot of stuff. Doesn't mean you have to repeat it. You said Mendy. Take ownership.
I was taking ownership of what the caller was saying.
Okay. Man, you just
Man, you guys are just fighting me every
did he
which
not,
way.
Did he say Mendy or not say Mendy?
He said Mendy.
I'm not saying I didn't say Mendy. Of course I said Mendy, but I said Mendy in reaction to the caller saying Mendy. God, just calm down.
All right, we all know you like Booney better than Mendy anyway. What about Stewie? Where does Stewie rank?
I'm all in for cash.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.